You know that one place in Yharnam where you choose between the Pegasus boots and the Master Sword?
Yes, let's say.
Which one did you choose?
The first thing the Pegasus boots? Said.
The item from Legend of Zelda?
And I was like, wait a minute, this isn't Dark Souls? I don't remember this at all.
Exactly.
I went to the company I work for the first time ever. They had the holiday party on Friday night.
Nice. And you were invited? I'm surprised. Yes. Aren't you just like an unpaid intern?
I am a paid part-time employee.
Roasted. Boom. Roasted.
It was the coolest. It was probably...
No, okay. But go ahead.
Don't just be rude to Ohan for no reason.
Well, I'm sorry, Ohan. Were you offended by my remarks?
I'm sorry. What? I can't hear you, Joe.
Sorry, I do that a lot. Just tell us about the party. Go on with your story. I shouldn't have interrupted.
Wait, you went to a party?
It was a Christmas party for the company. And it was probably one of the coolest offices I've ever been in. You know, it's all gamers, right? So, like, all the desks have, like, basically every computer in that office building was an Alienware gaming computer. And RGB lighting as far as the eye can see. And it was glorious.
But I mean, like, the people who go to work there, they're not... I mean, are they playing games during work or what?
Well, no. Alienware is a sponsor, so they provide the computers for the company.
Oh, okay.
So they're not like, oh, hey, let's get this brand and only this brand. You know, like, the receptionist, obviously, she has an Alienware computer too, but it's not like because she wanted it or because the company wanted it. It's just because Alienware is a sponsor. Like, if you notice, Maxonomics, every chair in that office is a Maxonomics gaming chair. Every headphone in that office is HyperX. So, they have a Monster fridge with, like, an unlimited supply of Monster, you know?
Do they have a contract with Monster?
Yeah, they're sponsored by Monster as well.
Oh, nice.
It's really nice, actually. I really like the whole setup. Like, especially because every office, like, room is... I've only been to like two offices, but every office has been the same, where it's like the office rooms themselves, like the personal office rooms, are like glass walls and glass doors, so you can see inside their offices. You know, they're not private at all.
Was it black like your soul, Ohan?
Oh yeah, let's talk about souls.
Dark souls?
Yeah, like your dark soul. Your black icy cold soul.
What do you want to know?
Everything.
Like, were the walls as dark as your black soul?
Not quite.
Have you played any of the Black Souls games, Ohan?
Yeah, I only played the third one.
Oh, okay.
No, actually, no, that's a lie. I played the first and third one.
I've never played it.
I tried to play the first one, I couldn't do it. And then, second one was, I had that, it was, man, if you played Bloodborne, it's, yeah, for me, it's hard to go back to Dark Souls at that point, because... It's just, it felt like such a better game.
Oh, a better game or an easier game?
Better.
I mean, Dark Souls 3 is actually pretty amazing, especially because, like, the game seems hard, but if you grind enough souls and you can actually, like, surpass, like, the difficulty of, like, every boss in that game before you even, like, you know, beat it.
Yeah, but it's still, the Soulsborne games are ridiculously difficult.
Sure.
And that's what they're known for. Like, I think it'd be very amusing to put Joe in front of one of them and just see him flail around in it.
I have to admit, I had never heard of this game series before, but I took a moment to research, and I am now an expert on the game series. For instance, Dark Souls continues to push the boundaries with the latest ambitious chapter in the critically acclaimed and genre-defining series. And you should prepare yourself and embrace
the darkness. Are you just reading the text on the back of the box?
No! No, Ohan, I have learned specifically, and I'm paraphrasing here, the release date was April 11th, 2016. The developer was From Software, Inc., for instance, as a matter of fact. When it comes to this game, of which I am now such an expert, the system requirements are recommended that you would have 8 gigs of memory, but a minimum of 4. What? I'm just demonstrating my knowledge.
I'm going to gatekeep you, dude. Like, how do you... Okay, let me ask you this question. How do you
No. Here's one that we'll know if he's played Soulsborne.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
We'll know if he's a Soulsborne guy. Okay.
I'm an expert.
What's a trick weapon? No, I can hear the typing in the background. Nope.
I'm not typing anything. It's not me.
Well, who is it, Craig? I mean, it's obviously you.
Well, I hate to say it, but it's Randy.
Randy?
Randy's here.
All right.
Randy. All right. Well, if you would allow me to explain, Lars... and you had interrupted me, so it made me lose my train of thought, and I was actually typing up ways of
your train of thought is riding through the Google station right now, Joe. I mean,
no. Trick weapons represent a key feature in Bloodborne's combat. What differs this game from its predecessor, for instance, Demon Souls, is its speed. Fighting enemies is more fast-paced in Bloodborne than it is in any of the other Souls games. One thing Bloodborne adds to the combat, aside from speed, is a new kind of weapon, one that can change mid...
Joe.
Yes.
How do you unlock the fume?
How do I what?
How do you unlock the fume?
I'm an expert in this game. I can tell you right away.
It's a trick question. You don't unlock it, you acquire it.
All right, I feel like I've demonstrated my
incompetence in every possible way with this series.
I was going to say knowledge and excellence and mastery of this game, which I have now.
What was your favorite segment in the game?
The first segment.
Describe that in detail. Now.
I feel like I'm taking an open book test and I have to research every question.
Haven't you ever done that in college where you like put the phone in between your legs with all your answers?
All right.
Or at least something in between your legs.
So here we go. When it comes to Bloodborne, the opening cinematic.
Souls. Yeah, we stopped talking about Bloodborne a while ago.
What?
Actually, no. What was your favorite part of Demon Souls?
Oh, geez.
The part where I never played.
First part as well.
I never played that damn
the
game.
The first part as well.
The
first part? The first part was my favorite part.
The intro was my favorite part. The horse flying on the plane, on the shadow. There's a shadow and there's a horse floating.
Hey, Joe, don't you like it when you come back to the same zone, but it's much harder than before?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that, all right?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I feel like I'm so... You just made you look like a complete fool. Audience here.
Were you able to get the Ornstein armor in the game?
Let me just have an aside to the audience, alright? You guys can't hear this. I have no idea what's going on. I just Google everything as I go, and I've strung this web of lies so far. I can't dig myself out now, so I just have to keep going with
Joe,
it. I don't know what
you
the fuck...
In yes. terms of equipment,
yeah.
You know that one place in Yharnam where you choose between the Pegasus boots and the Master Sword?
Yes, let's say.
Which one did you choose?
The first... Thing
the Pegasus boots?
Said.
The item from Legend of Zelda?
And I was like, wait a minute, this isn't Dark Souls? I don't remember this at all.
Exactly.
I said that because Pegasus boots reminds me of something else in the game. The game, it does. I thought that's what you meant.
I really want to play Ashen 1. Oh, no, sorry, wow. Ashen 1 is what they call you. Ashen, the game Ashen. It's just called Ashen. Yes.
Do you want to play that because you saw an ad for it on Facebook today?
No. I mean, I knew about it. They announced it at E3, I believe, last year. It's weird that it's called Ashen because it's a different developer making a Dark Souls copy, essentially. But they use the terminology from Dark Souls. I don't know, that's kind of weird to me.
I don't know if I want more developers to just keep making like Soulsborne, Souls-like kind of games.
I forgot to silence my phone, so you're going to hear some Darth Vader breathing.
Can you turn it off?
No, I just silenced it. But
oh, I thought you were saying like I forgot to silence it and I refused to change it or something. Okay. That's your ringtone is Darth Vader's wheezing.
My notification sounds is Darth Vader, and then my text tones is like the Friday the 13th, like you know,
my phone's just on silent because it's always annoying. I mean,
oh, I love know. Just blasting random sounds. I have this friend that where his text tone for me is a bunch of raptors like barking, and then mine's the same thing. So it's like raptors communicating, like from Jurassic Park 3.
Okay.
What are we talking about?
You uncultured swine.
I thought I was the only one who used that insult. You should keep using it, especially directed towards Lars, because he is an uncultured swine.
Well, that's
because
Lars is white. I'm Armenian. You're a Jew. So.
Right. Well, Lars was a Viking, so at the very least, he does have, like, his hundreds and hundreds of year-old cool culture from the past.
Also, all three of us are white-passing, so.
Except for Ohan. Have you ever met Ohan in real life?
You pass for white in terms of privilege.
Have you ever met him in real life? He doesn't look white. If anything, he looks Mexican at first glance.
That's insulting.
That's racist.
Are you assuming my race?
At first glance, you have an olive skin tone, just like I do. I can also pass for Mexican. I've been, not as often.
There's no way.
People have assumed I was.
You look pretty white, Joe.
Yeah,
I look white, but I'm actually Jewish, so I'm not even white. So it's incorrect assume anyone's
Israeli.
Israeli? That's a nationality.
Yeah, so...
I don't have Israeli citizenship, so I'm not Israeli.
Well, like, Ohan and I do. I mean, get on the ball.
I'm Armenian.
Look, you shouldn't guess somebody's culture, or heritage, or, you know, what have you.
You called Ohan Mexican.
What's your nationality?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I said that he's Mexican passing.
He is?
Well, before he's white passing. Yeah, I mean...
What's your nationality, Joe?
Do you really not know his... nationality? He's very Jewish. His last name is Rosenblum. That's a super Jewish name. How can you not tell what his heritage is?
Rosenblum, really?
It's Jewish.
Yeah, Bloom. It's a Jewish Berg last name. Gold.
It's not Joe L'chaim.
That's not that just means to life.
L'chaim.
Wait, say that again.
Joe Shalom. No,
that means hello or goodbye or peace.
Ah, culture.
Shalom, like salam.
I've been to Israel.
Me too. It's nice.
An interesting journey.
Where did you?
No, it's not.
Where did you go?
It's really
you said
not.
Jerusalem. Where did you visit? Some parts are nice, and other parts aren't.
Dead Sea, Masada, Jerusalem
is mostly nice.
No, I've been all around Israel when I went there. Tel Aviv is a slum, but
Tel Aviv is like the San Francisco, but like the shitty San Francisco.
Tel Aviv sounds like it would be a cool city.
So Los Angeles.
It sounds like a cool city,
but the name makes it sound like it would be a cool city, even though.
It is the cool city of Israel. Like, Tzfat is the spiritual city. Jerusalem is the ancient city. So Tel Aviv would be, like, the cool city or, like, the urban center of, But it's really, like, a third world big... It's, like, a big city, but it's, like, a third world big city, basically. At least the parts of it I saw. It reminded you of, like, a Middle Eastern,
You're in the Middle East, so
exactly.
That makes sense.
And you're reminded of it in Tel Aviv. Okay.
Like, it's very clear where you are when you're there.
Yeah, you're clearly not in America. It's like, the buildings look different. I don't know, they look like they're made out of cardboard.
Like, everywhere else in the Middle East is just like America, but not Tel Aviv. Okay, I got
it. Actually, I wouldn't mind going to Dubai, but I would prefer not to go to a country where they have a dictatorship, so...
Yeah. I'd like to go to Russia, maybe, if this whole Russia thing wasn't happening.
Well, you can still go, yeah. I mean, just as a citizen to enjoy, like, the country. You don't have to like the government.
I know.
See, I had this idea where, up in Alaska and Russia are actually really close to each other. Like, why don't they just build a bridge there so we can just drive?
Well, because they're drifting away from each other. That's the problem. They used to be connected.
We'll just add more bridge.
How fast are they drifting away from each other, Lars?
I don't know, and I don't want to say because, I don't have enough information.
We won't witness it this lifetime.
Ohan, what would you say? How far, what is the pace at which they're drifting apart?
I thought it's like an inch per, like, 3 inches per year?
No, it's just 3. Do a Google search. It'll back me up.
Let me ask Siri. Hey Siri, what is the rate at which Alaska is drifting away from Russia?
I think it's the other way around, actually.
Okay.
I think Alaska was the abusive one there.
What is the rate at which Alaska is drifting away from Russia?
So we've got how close is Alaska to Russia, Alaska purchase, why Russia gave up Alaska. Nothing about it drifting away.
Russia's it might have not been drifting. California is.
Because I think there's a land bridge at first. Maybe that's just submerged now.
You know, there's a theory that, like, Pangaea is just going to reform, but, like, on the other side.
The other side of what?
Like, all the... So, Pangaea, right? Like, all the continents split apart, but they're just constantly shifting to the point where they're just going to reforge again.
Maybe. It's possible. I don't know. Ask a geologist. I'm not the right person for this at all.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
I'm basing what I'm saying off of research. Shut up, Joe.
Will you do the Fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning. Very.
There, he's muted. Let's go on.
I was waiting for that.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so you played any cool games recently, Ohan? I feel like you always have.
Well, I mean, I'm currently playing Red Dead and Super Smash Bros. And just juggling the two games. And
so, like, in between the juggling sessions, you play the games. Yeah, okay. That's cool. That's
yes.
Cool.
Have you played it?
Which one?
Red Dead.
Nah, I'm still waiting on that PC release, and, you know, if it doesn't look like it's going to happen, I'll probably try to pick it up.
Yeah, I'm playing it on my Xbox One X, and the game is just eye candy and phenomenal.
I don't know, like, I picked up Grand Theft Auto 5 late, and I kind of enjoyed the fact that I did, because, you know, it gave him a chance to work things out with, like, the bugs and stuff, and it was a really polished experience when I played it.
Well, it depends on what you mean by that, because when the game didn't really need any polishing. I mean, they re-released it on the next-gen consoles with better graphics about, like, a year or two later, I believe, because originally Grand Theft Auto V launched for the 360 and PS3.
Yeah,
and
but new once system, the new architecture, launched, you gotta start all over in some ways, but, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I bought the game twice because, but I bought it years later, like the second time around.
Yeah, would you say that Ohan's a bit of a fool because he purchased it twice?
I like Rockstar.
Well, he likes Rockstar.
He's certainly a sucker.
He certainly likes Rockstar.
No, if I bought Battlefront 2 twice, I'd be a sucker, and I've called people suckers for doing that.
If you bought it once, you'd be a sucker, Ohan.
Actually, that's true. I didn't buy the second one. It was a gift.
So, you're a fan of Rockstar. Did you drink the monsters then? When you went to Team Liquid?
I don't like Rockstar Energy. It's funny because I think Cal State Fullerton is sponsored by Rockstar Energy and all they have is Rockstar over there.
Well, you don't have to buy it. Like, they're not forcing you to consume it. You can.
I still bought it anyways. Oh. I mean, I wish they had Monster, but...
Wait, you went to Cal State?
Yeah.
So it's all three of us, actually. Okay. I didn't know that.
Joe, when I entered into Cal State Fullerton, Joe was just about graduating.
That sounds right. I think that you went there after I graduated.
You were just at the tip, and he was already pulling out, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was exiting, so I was already gone, and Ohan was about to enter.
That's a much more stuttering way to put it.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. That's what we were lacking. Something much less succinct.
Something more awkward.
Yeah, something much less straight to this point. Let's talk about the Apple Watch Series 3.
Apple is lame.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They don't even have Apple in Canada, remember?
I just got it. Let me just say really quick, just for you guys, maybe this will be like a little, you know, almond for the...
Why an almond?
You know, it's just like a little filling, a little substance, a little something, something. Just a little. I got the Series 3 Apple Watch versus the Series 4. And that's because it was like really cheap, basically.
Yeah, it's going to be obsolete in like a month because it's Apple.
Yeah, exactly. So if I got the 3 or the 4, you know, it's going to be obsolete in a month. So
why not just get like not an Apple Watch?
Well, Apple Watch is the best smartwatch. There's no other smartwatch that even comes close.
That's probably not true. I mean,
well, unless you want to spend way more. The Apple Watch is, I mean, what compares to it? Fossil?
Nothing. I mean, when I say nothing, I mean like it's only going to be marginally useful in a tiny way. I mean,
is it though? I mean, maybe to you, but maybe to me, it's useful in many, many ways.
How?
Obviously, it has a timer and tells the time. Those things my other watch does too. Has a timer and tells time. It also tells me my heart rate. So if at any moment I want to know my heart rate, I look at it. You might say a Fit.
Every smartwatch does
Fitbit
that.
Does that. Any smartwatch does that.
Every single one of them does.
Do they all take phone calls? Can you send text messages through them?
Yeah.
Not all
at
of
this
them.
Point, yeah. Not yeah, at this point, yeah. Pretty much all of them.
Not all of them.
I bought the Samsung Gear S3, which is from like 2015. And it was like way cheaper to buy an older watch like that than to buy, you know, the latest one. Because I only got it for like $100, and back then it was like $300, and it does everything.
That
you can imagine.
It has apps. Know? It has apps in it for all your apps. You know, Spotify, Shazam.
My old Fitbit watch has all that.
That's all pointless, though.
Not really.
Yeah, but it's still, I mean, like have it, not only is it pointless, but
maps,
most
calendars,
have
email.
That.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, activity.
Yeah, I can do all that on mine.
Like, the pedometer is cool. The heart rate monitor is cool. You can tell photos. Time. I think that's crucial, but.
Those are all features on all smartwatches.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not convinced.
How much
that
did you buy your watch for? A
few hundred.
Define few.
Yeah.
280 something. Yeah.
That hurts my soul.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that I've done my research. The Apple Watch has, and I even looked at other competitors as well. The Fossil's not as good at all.
What kind of phone do you have, Lars?
OnePlus 3T. It's served me really well.
Do you guys have a bias against
OnePlus
Apple?
OnePlus is our boss. They're actually really good phones.
You guys are both biased against Apple? So, no. Of course, you're not going to want the Apple
Watch.
I'm
not biased against Apple at all.
Ohan, are you biased against Apple?
No. I'm. But
it's not a bias.
I sound
just
biased, but I will give you facts.
Yeah, it's just objectively, like, I wouldn't want to have. Maybe an iPhone X, but other than that, like, I haven't been impressed with it for a while. I used to be.
I will admit probably there are many phones out there better than the iPhone, and I would like my next phone to not be an iPhone.
So when you buy a phone, though, when you start purchasing content from their stores, like the Google Play Store or the iTunes Store, whatever the hell they call it on iPhone, you know, you're digging a hole.
I don't really purchase stuff from the store, though. Like, I just
But you're kind of essentially digging a hole. So like everything, like when you buy like movies from like Google Play, you can play them on YouTube because YouTube.
Who buys movies from Google Play? You know, when you guys buy your porn off the internet?
When you purchase WinRAR? I mean, what are you talking about?
Okay, so basically, you know how when you buy a physical, like, Blu-ray, it comes with a digital code? Well, Disney actually owns this service called Movies Anywhere, where you can link your Microsoft account, you can link your iTunes account, you can link your Google account, and like Vudu, and like a few other, like Amazon as well. So like when you
what does Vudu magic have to do with this? I'm confused.
Anyways, you use your code.
What did you mean by that?
And you punch it into Movies Anywhere. What? Vudu is a streaming service.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay, continue.
So you put in your code, and if all your accounts are linked, it actually counts as, you know, you purchasing it on all platforms, right? So I actually have like Infinity War on YouTube, Google Play, Amazon, Xbox, iTunes. Like, I have it on all those platforms, and you only have to purchase it once, right?
Apparently, Lars asked you that just to annoy you. He sent me a IM separately.
Yeah, I knew that the video was a streaming service.
But like, what platform would you preferably buy?
GameCube.
Movies
GameCube.
From?
Buy?
The GameCube platform, of
Why would
course.
I ever want to buy a movie?
No, GameCube. There's an obvious answer. It's GameCube.
Well, yeah. Right. If I was going to buy a movie, it'd be on the GameCube streaming service, but...
Oh, no. Oh, geez. I did it again.
What?
I have not been recording up to this point.
Well, it doesn't matter because we have Craig. So.
Yeah, but the quality is not as good. So.
Well, it's fine. It's just your audio. I mean, who cares?
Who needs Joe when you have me?
That's what I always say about you.
I almost for a second there considered a really severe gag where I was going to kick you from the server, but then I realized that would probably be a little too harsh.
Wait, me or Joe?
Joe.
Oh.
Yeah,
that would be.
Okay, then we're good.
Yeah, that would have been a little bit too mean.
A little bit too meme?
Mean.
I think this is good. This banter is what the audience wants. We just have to find, we just have to banter, you know.
Well, it's going to get, so far, what we have is going to have to get edited down quite a lot.
Keep the part in where I am talking to Siri, though. I think that can become part of my character arc. Joe's in love with Siri.
Are you, though?
Like, huh? Is that?
Are you?
Are you?
No. I just think it's funny.
What have you told your girlfriend?
That I'm
yeah, in not love with your Siri. Fiance, but your girlfriend on the side.
Well, my fiance Alexa would not like it if I told that to my girlfriend because
your Amazon Alexa is jealous of your yeah, Siri.
Exactly, Alexa's jealous of Siri.
I love the fact that your girlfriend's name is Siri. All right, sorry. Wow, I mean Alexa.
My girlfriend's name is Siri. My fiance's name is Alexa.
Are you Mormon?
No.
You could be. I mean, give it a shot, Joe. Come on.
Ohan, I have one fiance and one girlfriend, and when I make my fiance my wife, my girlfriend will become my fiance, and that'll make room for another girlfriend, and that's not counting the madam. No, I'm just kidding. Like,
What?
Like the mistress, you know, like someone else, you know.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone called a mistress a madam.
Here's why I said that. Today, Alexa said, I got a promotion at work. We were having dinner at my grandparents' house, and she mentioned she got a promotion. So I joke that she got promoted to, like, madam of the whole whorehouse.
Wow. It's kind of a dick thing to say.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. Is that a pun? Because it's, like, a whorehouse?
No, that was just me calling you a dick.
Well, that's why they call me Big Dick Joe. You know, sometimes I'm being a big dick, you know?
Yeah. Can't think of any other reason they would call you that. That's true.
You are not an SJW at all.
I guess not. Yeah. I guess I'm reasonable.
Yeah, there's a big difference between social justice warriors and social justice activists.
Yeah.
Very different species.
Not necessarily, because neither of them can comprehend what a joke is.
Well,
that's not true at all. That's nonsense.
I feel like there's something wrong with the term social justice warrior. Because
it's a perfect description of that kind of person. Are you kidding me?
Well,
yeah.
Social justice.
Why don't you describe what kind of person you're talking about?
A social justice activist is someone who favors progress in society and does something, whether it's actions or words or both, in favor of that.
Wait, like what?
Actions. Like what constitutes an action in favor of
No. But you're saying social justice activists are progressive as opposed to SJWs?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that they favor social progress. That doesn't necessarily mean that they're an American progressive per se, but
what's social progress?
Advancement of gay rights, you know, like fair treatment.
We've been experiencing that. Like we've been progressive.
Correct.
Since
the a social justice activist would be in favor of the last 100 years of progress in that area.
I mean, I cannot relate to any of them, especially because there's a lot of things that they want that infringe on free speech.
No, not a social justice activist. A social justice activist would have nothing to say about infringing on your free speech. That's nonsense.
I don't know. I feel it could...
SJWs, though.
I feel like there could be something problematic in the fact
that... I feel like both you and Ohan are being completely obtuse about this in different ways. The activist is someone who is in favor of, you know, making progress with people who have been disadvantaged, taking care of the homeless, you know, fighting for LGBT rights, promoting equality with men and women, that kind of stuff.
And what does a social justice warrior do?
A social justice warrior is kind of this brand of social justice activists who are, in general, far more obtuse and headstrong about their ideas, and generally speaking, has gotten themselves into kind of a hole where they become too absorbed into all this, where they're unable to see the obvious caveats in what they're searching for with their activism.
I think that because I did a little research on knowyourmeme.com. Anonymous asked about the difference, and someone says, the difference between a social justice warrior and an activist is the activist tries to get a ramp added to a building for easier wheelchair access.
Right.
And the warrior tries to get the stairs removed because they might offend people who can't use them.
That's a good way to put it.
That's perfect, actually.
And here's my problem with that is that it reminds me a lot of people who say that, you know, millennials are too sensitive and they try to do this and that. It just sounds like a caricature of like an entire generation of people who are too sensitive so that they try to have stairs removed because they might offend people and they'll be triggered and everyone's a snowflake.
No, but the meme is talking about people who are like that. It's not talking about millennials as a whole.
I know. I get that people are like that, but I feel like it gives a lot of credence to people who are like that, and you know, sure enough, you might hate them because of this, like you do, Lars. Hate's a strong word, being ridiculous. Yeah. But there's a fine line between somebody who is headstrong about something they're right about, and someone who's headstrong and they happen to be wrong about it. So it kind of, this whole idea
I don't
of
like
an
either
activist,
of those kind of people, by the way.
All right, but this whole idea of an activist versus a warrior, and one is right and one is wrong, it's kind of like giving credence.
It's not so much right versus wrong, because I think that it's kind of degrees of wrong. It's like,
how is a social justice activist a degree of wrong? There's someone who tries to put a ramp into a building for easier wheelchair access?
No, I'm talking about the warrior in this case.
But you said they're both wrong. It's not right or wrong, and they're both various degrees of wrong.
No, maybe I didn't say both. They're both very... I didn't say that.
Rewind.
No, I mean, we don't need to rewind. We can just move on. I mean, that's not what I said.
Well, it is, but...
No, it's not.
You might not have meant to. Let's move on, then. It's not what you meant to say.
You know what? Fine. Okay, let's rewind, Joe.
No, it's not so much right versus wrong, because I think it's kind of degrees of wrong.
Okay, now that you're not trying to trip me up over something that you're incorrect about because you're hangry, let's move on.
I don't know. This whole thing, I guess, kind of gets me riled up because, I don't know, by circulating this meme of, you know, making fun of people who, it's almost like, you know, like a meme about people who are getting triggered too far.
That's exactly what it is. That's fine.
But I use the word triggered on purpose. Yes. You shouldn't. I don't know. It's fine. I don't really
overly.
I'm not defending people who are quote unquote social justice warriors and who do get. And I'm not going to use the term triggered because it's offensive to people who do get triggered, and which is a medical condition.
Please don't appease to them. Yeah, no.
Yeah, don't worry about that. That's no. You're fine.
But the thing, SJWs,
we have to be sensitive to actual social issues.
You have to be sensitive to social justice warriors, though.
Well, but
those are people who are inherently misbehaving.
To somebody who hasn't heard, here's my argument. To somebody who hasn't heard social justice warrior and knows that what it is, they just hear something that makes them think of some type of activist, some type of someone who's a warrior for social justice, which prima facie, like on the surface, is something that's good. And then they hear people making fun of it. And the definition of it might very well be something deserving of being made fun of or something bad, but they would have no way of knowing until they do further investigation or have it explained that. So it's basically promoting activism as wrong.
No, it's not.
It is. And it is in practical terms.
You're saying that if someone hears a term and chooses not to research it, that they're going to be misinformed.
People don't automatically know what terms mean.
Yeah, but if you didn't know it, you could just Google it.
But people don't just Google everything that they hear.
They should.
If somebody hears...
You have the phone in your pocket. You absolutely should Google
stuff. So you overhear somebody say, I hate social justice warriors. And then someone else says, I hate social justice warriors. And they don't know what it means before they Google it, and people don't just Google.
So for just like a brief period of time before they Google it, like that's
it creates the impression that it's bad to be a social justice warrior, which to them might, which may very well be the case, but to that person, it paints the impression that they themselves should not be an activist.
Okay. I mean, you're saying if
someone's one argument, you know,
I guess
a sad argument.
I feel like you would know what my obvious response to this would be. I mean,
yeah. Joe, if somebody's respectful towards you, what are you going to do back to them?
In general.
In general, you're going to be respectful back?
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. But there are too many countless cases where SJWs are looked upon as extreme or radical to the point where you can't respect them because they're so extreme and so emotionally driven and biased of everything they believe
in. So
it's about them. Let me talk.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought
there's a talking stick now.
It's just
They're all about themselves. They don't care about anybody else. They want, you know, the victim card, get out of responsibility free. Like, that's the freaking meme of the century because that's what it is. You know, they don't want to face life. They don't want to face reality. They want everything handed to them. Social justice activists. I mean, if you can be a voice of reason and an activist, like, there's, you know, that's a whole another story. If you're respectful, if you have the right ideas that aren't just attacking one group and benefiting another, like, it's a whole nother story. You know, you got wheelchair ramp, like that example. You have a wheelchair ramp and stairs rather than taking away the stairs, right? If you're going to look upon an activist and say, hey, you know, racism is a problem in south of the country, and we have these white nationalist movements and something needs to be done about it, you know, like, that's okay. You have something there, you know? The Ku Klux Klan is still there. There is an obvious, you know, like, logical, like, argument there. But when it's like, hey, you know, you don't call me by my proper pronouns, you should go to prison.
Well, I mean, that's just ridiculous.
It is, but that's what some
people think it's an act of violence.
Do. I mean, it's the kind of people we're talking about.
Does anyone really
reasonable.
Think that's an act of Does anyone like I mean
but, no, there are like a lot of cases where they think it's an act of violence to call them by the improper pronouns. And I've experienced a lot of girls who were growing up as tomboys being called boys. You know what they did? They just shrugged it off because they didn't care. Not throw a tantrum and, you know, wanted them to die in a fire. You know, like it's truly not a big deal. Like,
there's points to make about a lot of the stuff you said, but I just wanted to kind of let you get it out. And I don't necessarily... Like, I don't really disagree with any of it on the surface. I just think that
look when somebody's like I know plenty of transgenders, and when they're respectful to me, sure. I'm not gonna disrespect you. I'm not gonna attempt to offend you. But if there are any radical situations I'm placed in, you know, like obviously I can't if I'm disrespected, I can't respect somebody. You know, I'm gonna have to speak up and argue against that person. It's kind of just basic human function.
Yeah, that's understandable.
A practical thing, though, with when it comes to a transgender person that we're just never going to get past, which is just the nature of strangers meeting each other. I mean, the sad thing is, if you're a transgender person, that if you come across people where you're presenting in a way that doesn't match up with what a stranger would probably call you, that you're probably going to get misgendered in the first situation. Like, I think it's rude. Not even just offensive, but it's just rude to misgender someone on purpose. But if you look like a guy in a lot of cases, that, you know, just like strangers, you're going to just think, oh, guy.
It depends on what's perceived as if you believe, because this is in fact a belief, you know, so like I personally don't separate sex and gender at all.
Why though?
Like,
I do. Like,
yeah, that's kind of
in
silly.
General, they're different things.
Yeah, they're related, but they're distinct
concepts. They often
concepts.
Correlate. That's, there's a correlation, but not a perfect correlation.
Yeah, but I still need to see the scientific evidence here.
That hasn't really been the scientific evidence yet. Is that children who identify as one gender and not the other, their brains physically resemble the gender they identify with, not the sex they were born as.
Yeah, we can show you some literature after the episode on that one. That's a pretty subtle science.
That's pretty simple. That's pretty easy. But
although I think in most cases they're interchangeable. For 99% of the population, it's never going to matter.
Not to mention, you can have a you know, extra X chromosome, Y chromosome, but not, yeah. You know, you can have a Y chromosome but not be male. You know, two X's but not be female. Three X's.
The rare Z chromosome where you're like a superhuman.
Yeah, XYZ.
The human mind comes in all shapes and sizes and variety. Like, it's kind of messed up in a sense because, you know, you got people with fetishes, you got people that are homosexual, heterosexual.
It's not messed
up. You got people who are bisexual, you got people who are
or gigantism.
No, but here's the thing that it causes diversity in a sense of, not, I wouldn't say disagreement, but like it there is the difference, you know, within each individual human, because as long as heterosexuals exist.
Yeah, I think we got a few more months left in us.
Sure. Even like the whole LGBTQ community is only like 3% of the population.
It's more than less. That.
Yeah, but it's not going to, I mean, there's
significantly
not going to become
more
a point
than that. Where, I've heard like 20%.
Because like if most people are gay, but
at least,
I mean,
10.
Child
at
are still
10%.
Being born, then a lot of them are going to be straight. So they're never going to disappear.
There's obviously, no, I don't think anyone, you know, thinks gay people are, straight people are going to go away. But yeah, I mean, and we were kind of getting a little like, you know, a little off the cuff here, you know, so to speak. But my biggest problem, I guess, with social justice warrior is just that I've heard it in the past used as a derogatory term towards people who are, you would say, activists, and they're doing a noble thing. And someone says, you're being a social justice warrior, you know, and they weren't. And it's just another name to call somebody who is trying to do a good thing and who is doing a good thing. If you're,
it's like calling someone a cuck when it was like, well no, I'm not. I mean, like, it doesn't, like, it's useless.
Joe.
Yeah.
3.8% of the population.
How do you know? Says
well,
who?
3.8 of the reported population.
Says Google.
Says who?
Could be more, but who knows?
There could be more, but they don't report it. And who's collecting these numbers?
Probably
Google.
Gallup.
Google doesn't collect numbers.
Probably
I don't think,
Gallup.
Is it Gallup, Ohan?
Wait, who's collecting these numbers? I mean, people put it on their driver's licenses. I mean, it's probably adults that are.
Adults don't put if they're gay or straight
in.
On their driver's license.
I did. You didn't?
No.
No, I didn't put it down.
You're supposed to.
I meant their gender.
Their gender.
Never mind.
So
it's probably a survey.
It's probably a survey. Like, who's taking. Who's taking the survey? Like, you know, is this taken at like a straight pride rally or like a?
Have you never? No,
you know,
have you never been like emailed a survey from like a college?
Oh, guys,
government?
Okay, Joe, you would respect a Gallup poll, right?
I would. Yeah, I respect Gallup. I would still, you know.
So they just reported that the number has risen to 4.5% reporting.
So it's way more than that. Assuming, well, you know, there are people who don't report.
Yeah, but that's a completely indefinite number. We can't tell how big that is.
Which
it's
in
just
itself,
a random amount.
You know, in itself, that's like almost 1 in 20 people. I've heard it was like more like 1 in 10, but, you know, that's still...
I mean, you have to think, though, that 4.5% is a pretty big number, though. I mean, 4% of 325 million people is about, what... 40
that's
million
why,
people?
I mean, that's why people, who there needs to be a gay-straight alliance, so to speak, you know, if we're talking in terms of like...
Yeah, like me and you, Ohan, and we'll befriend Joe and we'll promote his
cause. Well, here's the funny thing about stuff like this is it's all on the internet. My daily life doesn't ever come across any
I don't
of
really
these
talk
situations.
About, yeah, I don't, like, when I go to Staples, I don't
maybe
talk
in
about
college
this.
A little bit?
It doesn't normally come up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, in college...
Lars talks
like,
about it way more than anybody I know.
About what?
Like, what, you know, like, you know, gay and straight. Like, the only time it ever comes up.
That's not what we're talking
is,
about. You're talking about this entire, like, conversation.
About,
like,
well.
A lot of identity politics doesn't really factor into, like, daily life outside
of
the internet.
It does, depending on, you know, who's around you. Maybe you guys just aren't around, like, LGBT people. Like, I work at Disney, so I'm around people who are LGBT.
I have gay coworkers. It's just that
maybe the orientation doesn't matter
at work. Like,
the work culture dictates it not come up. Like at Disney, people talk about stuff like, you know, LGBT issues. It comes up every now and again.
You know, you're not really supposed to. Like, politics is considered.
Disney has desensitized me. Disney desensitized me to homosexuals.
Desensitized you? Like you were scared of them?
Homophobic?
homophobic is a loosely used term, and there's no such thing as a homophobe.
Well, there is.
That's a pointless thing to say.
No, first of all, it's not a phobia.
That's not how people use it. Stop making that dumb argument.
Yeah, but that's like the definition of a
it's
phobia.
It's okay,
like,
oh, that's an effete argument. You should ditch it.
Let me. That's not the freaking argument I'm trying to say right now, but no. Homophobia is a stupid ass term.
No, it's not. It's understood properly at this point as being bigoted against gay people.
A phobia is a fear. Disagreeing with somebody's sexual orientation does not cause fear. This is called
descriptivism. Language is prescriptive. Stop being descriptive. That's dumb. That's intellectually stupid. Just stop.
How is that intellectually stupid?
Just stop, Ohan. It's ridiculous.
Here's what Lars is saying. Everyone knows what homophobic means just because phobia means fear. And it's not a fear, technically speaking, doesn't mean everyone doesn't know what it means.
Yeah. People don't use it in that way, with that word.
Is so there a better word to describe it literarily? Maybe. Does it matter? No.
Heterosexist, I would say, might be a better word. But it's not commonly used.
I would say that, in today's culture, there's probably quite a few people who were exposed to homophobia growing up and in our patriarchal structure of society and, on TV, people using gay as a derogatory term and whatnot. And then they grow up and become more tolerant. That's probably like very natural, to become more tolerant as you go through.
That's a basic human function to become more tolerant. I mean, most of the trolls on the internet are like in their teenagers or younger.
So that's good. You worked at Disney and it made you more tolerant. I would say working at Disney probably made me more tolerant, or at least more familiar with, the way.
I have a few close homosexual friends because, I mean, look, I grew up in a Christian conservative household all my life.
I'm here.
My parents are from the old world and my grandparents are all from the old world.
I grew up in a liberal Jewish household.
And that's the point I was trying to make. You can believe what you want to believe about the term phobia, and I will agree to disagree with you on that.
Well, there's nothing to disagree.
We all agree on the definition of phobia.
Yeah, that's a silly problem to have.
I never feared.
No, that's not what it. That's not what homophobic means.
When they're calling you homophobia, they're calling you bigoted towards not you, but like they're calling someone bigoted towards gay people.
Bigoted, or even like it could be like. Misunderstanding.
In some cases,
it makes you seem
phobia. By the way, like that.
I mean, calling somebody a bigot towards it, sure, whatever.
Some people they do have a phobia.
Well, that's what homophobic means.
Yeah, that's how people are using it.
Sometimes it's a phobia. Yeah.
So yeah, let's not. Yeah, the descriptivist thing is.
Let's move past the definition of the word.
That's gay. Yeah.
But I think that the word is fine. Like everyone knows what it means. I'm just saying that it's good to become more tolerant. And if,
I disagree, Joe. Well, of course.
Yeah. So that's good. You said you became more tolerant and working at Disney, and that's really good. I commend you. Yeah.
I mean, it's a kind of a slow development,
Sure.
Because when you're a teenager, it's a little different. Especially, you cannot reach somebody in that age. Especially if they're only gonna listen to what their parents,
Exactly. A lot of people only listen to what their parents tell them and they just vote how their parents tell them to vote. And to be able to critically think is really, really rare almost to see. If you are examining critical thought taking place, it's like, an act of nature that is,
Oh, did you hear about how people are trying to get rid of homework? From schools?
The Daft Punk album?
That sounds like a Pink Floyd album.
It's a Daft Punk album.
Get rid of homework.
Yeah, but people are legitimately trying to get rid of homework.
They probably should.
From schools.
Homework is stupid. It's a waste of time. I never learned anything from it. They should do more studying. You notice how in college there's almost no homework. It's almost, most of it is studying.
That's true.
There's a reason for that.
I mean, that's what it is, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, well, if you're saying homework is in, like, studying included, then that's a bad idea.
Wait, what's the difference between homework and...
Studying?
Studying.
Well, homework is when you have, like, problems to solve.
Yeah, like worksheets or something.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you should have mathematic worksheets are what helped me get through...
Well, math is, like, the one
example. It is important to practice.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, like...
But that's, like, the one exception.
Yeah, I mean, like, if an English teacher is going to tell me to write an essay at home rather than making me do these vocabulary, like, worksheets, it's kind of dumb.
Yeah, that's...
But,
so I agree with that in a certain way.
I have no opinion. I don't know enough to have an opinion on it. I don't know both sides.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, what that would obviously constitute, like...
I don't know.
In the abstract.
I would just be curious, like, all right, well, like, what do they replace it with? Because clearly they're not saying less work for the kids.
Anything.
I would be in favor of starting school later and maybe getting out later.
Yeah, all the studies show that that's a better idea, by the way.
Yeah.
Providing
healthy, nutritious lunches. Yeah,
the teenage body is not set up for high school hours or the way that they are now.
They need to sleep like 10 hours a night, but they have all these obligations. Like, what, are they going to go to bed at 6?
Yeah, exactly. Did you have something you wanted to get into with that, Ohan, or...
Well, it was a recent topic that, because my mom works at a junior high, and she, because I was walking by the TV while my parents were the only ones that, you know, watch the TV, and I saw some news bulletin about that, about getting rid of homework, and also that students that are actually failing in school get, you know, the schools get sued by the parents.
What?
And the parents win.
That's silly.
This is an actual thing. Yeah, it's the silliest thing in the world. I mean, I don't know. Times are changing, and it's changing rapidly. Like, I've only been out, you know, I graduated high school like 8 years ago, and there's so much more that's, you know, different than what it used to be in like the last 20 years, you know? Like,
Joe's building a boat in the background or something. He's stumbling around.
I need to find my boat materials.
That's weird. Like, why would you sue a teacher if you failed?
It's on the parents and the students, really. I mean, you can't blame.
I feel like maybe once in a while, you might.
It depends. High school is easy. Like, don't, like, high school, like, honors is a different thing, but when you're, like, in normal, like, dumb classes in high school, like, I, you know, you can pass with flying colors.
Yeah, high school is easy.
And AP, though, so I don't,
you were?
Honors and AP was fairly tough.
Must be nice.
AP was really difficult.
I bet you had parents that were, like, really supportive of you, Lars. Like, they really helped you achieve your dreams.
I think they wanted to be supportive, and they sometimes did a good job with that and sometimes didn't want to come to my schoolwork.
Yeah. But honors and AP is our classes that are trying to prep you for college, so that's a little different. But when you're in like a normal high school class, like, you do read-alongs in the classroom, not go home and read chapters 1 through 5 in this novel and come back and we'll talk about it. Like, it was just... Because, like, in honors, they do that.
I'm taking your word for it, man. I mean...
Yeah. But, like, in college, though... You know, you're an adult, so you kind of are more aware of a situation. So, like, I've had a professor tell, you know, I've had a situation where, like, a math class, it was like a trig class in college, and, you know, the highest grade in the class was a 35%.
By the way,
and he,
not to interrupt you, but welcome to the first podcast.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy.
Let's do the intro.
Well, let's just do it now. I mean.
And then we'll basically immediately sign off.
Or just soon after. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for joining us for another exciting episode of the first podcast. My name's Joe. I'm going to be your co-host today. Right now I'm eating Fritos with dip. That's what that sound is.
It's lame.
Take it away, Lars.
I'm Lars, and Ohan's tagging along as a guest host tonight. And we've been talking for a while, so you know that. But, you know.
You're familiar with how we got here. I'm hungry. I'm so hungry.
You gotta have your drip ready. Your Fritos drip.
Just noise gate it.
You can't noise gate someone eating chips, dude. That's Oh, boy.
All right.
That's actually true, by the way. Like, I do have to manually edit out all that chip eating.
All right,
asshole.
Okay. I'll stop them.
That laugh. Was so
maniacal,
weird,
so buttery.
Sure, maniacal.
All right, that's fine. Well,
what were we talking about?
We're talking about how we're gonna sign off right now.
No, Ohan was talking about Def Punk's album homework.
Yeah, so I walked up to my professor and I said, you know, if the highest grade in the class is a 35%, especially because this professor was like, you know, not really teaching, he was like, oh yeah, you guys already know this, like, you guys will learn it at home, you know. This math professor, and I walk up to him and he's like, you know, if the highest grade in the class is 35%, I think the teacher's to blame. And he's like, well, I disagree. I'm like, well, no,
yeah,
like,
he's an
you're
idiot
a horrible
at that
teacher,
point.
You know? And
wait, was this in college?
You know, this was in the community college. When I had no issues at a university, yeah. but at a community college, those professors are dumb. They're so biased. They do that shit where they're like, you know, 7 a.m. classes, they close the door and lock it on the spot. And if you knock on the door, the teacher opens it and it says you can't come in because you're late.
I had two brief semesters at a community college and I did not have that experience at all. But I guess it depends on where you go.
I was always on time. I've gotten kicked out for falling asleep.
You might have accidentally had teachers that also were teachers at universities, because those ones are usually really good. They teach at universities and they also teach at state at a
That is the thing. I do.
And so other times there's professors that only teach at the Fullerton College and whatnot.
I did know that a couple of them didn't teach elsewhere though, and they were still good. I mean, maybe like I went to Orange Coast for a little while. Maybe that was just a good place. Like I don't know. Everyone I've talked to who's gone there said it was pretty chill.
Everyone
says Orange Coast is good.
Yeah. So maybe I was just lucky. Orange Coast,
you should sponsor us.
I should check my privilege. I had a good experience there.
Fullerton is bad, though.
Well, I went to Cal State Fullerton. I don't know anything about Fullerton College.
Yeah, so. I never went to Fullerton College.
FC, FCC.
Yeah.
Joe, you said you were moving away?
I am.
Why?
Because we want to get out of California.
To where?
Colorado.
Why?
For fun.
South Park?
Basically. So, yeah, South Park, Colorado. No, Alexa wants to get a master's there, and it's got the best economy in that area.
When you
area,
say that she wants to get snows. A master's there, by the way, does that mean that she's been accepted into a master's program, or?
No, not at all. She just eventually wants to go there. So we're just going to move there. And if she doesn't end up getting the master's, it's fine. Like, we'd still move there. It seems like a great place to live. Seems fun.
You have relatives there?
Large population. Young liberal population.
Do you have like relatives there, or like a secondary reason, or
not? No, we don't. We don't even have jobs or a place yet. We're gonna figure it out like on the fly, essentially. Like we'll get the jobs in a place before we go, but I have no doubt I'll get like multiple job offers as soon as I start applying.
Maybe. I mean,
I don't think I can ever leave. I don't think I can ever leave California, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. This seems like leaving. Like,
well, you do acting though.
It seems like leaving, like, paradise for not paradise. I don't know, like...
I just don't... We've gone through this, though. Like, I don't consider it paradise because I've lived here all my life. I want to get out because I don't consider it paradise for the flaws that I... Like, the obvious flaws that I see in it. Like, you come from a place that's, like, a shithole, so you are, like, California's paradise. But to me, you know...
Wow.
You've got... what?
Who came from a shithole?
Well, but you've said it yourself about the places you've lived. Like, they're way less desirable than California. I shouldn't have said shithole. Yeah, you know?
I mean, that's just rude.
You know who else is called other places shitholes? Trump.
Yeah, you're just pulling a Trump, dude.
All right.
Pulling a DJ Trump.
I am joking, first of all. And I didn't think it was going to offend you.
Sorry?
What?
Continue.
Oh, yeah, we're taking the piss, by the way. You realize that, right?
So,
you realize we're taking the piss, right, Joe?
What?
Oh, I'm not actually offended. We're just giving you a hard time.
Well, I was just playing along as if you were, you know.
No, you weren't.
Here's the thing. Lars has come from places that are less desirable than California. I grew up only in California and wanted to spread my wings.
I called the place I lived
in
Minnesota kind of a shithole in terms of, like, the weather sucked ass all the time.
There you go. So, to me, the weather here is okay, but it's not like, to me, I'd want to live in a place where it snows. Yeah. That would, and you know, and
oh,
that
gosh.
Would to me
crazy.
Would be
you're
interesting.
Gonna,
right, that'd be crazy. That'd be
to
fun
it,
to me.
It's a snow.
And I'll find those out, and I want to experience it.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a different
show. Yeah, I do. I want to experience it.
Just as someone who's lived in deep snow.
I wouldn't mind moving away from here for like a few months, maybe a year.
Temporarily. I think that there's a big difference, by the way, between North Orange County, which is where you live, and downtown Huntington Beach. Living by the beach is a very different experience than living in the Anaheim Fullerton-ish area. Like,
Huntington's a little slummy in the downtown area.
No, it's not.
It is.
Are
Anaheim,
you kidding me?
Anaheim is slummy. Anaheim is super slummy.
I'm living right now in like a probably a 1.5 million house, dude. Like, it's not there are smaller houses, but this is a very rich district.
I mean, it's just like the homeless I've experienced, you know, along the beach areas.
The one or two homeless people around here, like, other than, like, the tourists and, like, the millionaires, like, what?
Oh, I'm
guys,
sure.
I'm signing off. I'm going to sign off because I am going to go to sleep. I'd like to get some sleep.
We can wind this down.
Can we call it a wrap? Yeah. I mean, I'd love to keep going, but we were going to start 2 hours ago, so. Yeah,
that's fine.
And we've got an hour and a half of footage. I feel like that's good, right?
Yeah, footage, yeah.
I hate to do this so abruptly,
unfortunately,
but
the footage is going to be audio only, so we'll lose the video,
yeah,
in fact, this episode, but that's fine.
Well,
yeah.
Sounds like you really want to go, Joe.
I do. I want to do anything maybe before I go to sleep, like watch one episode of like TV or anything, like, and then I work at 8.
Maybe listen to the first episode of the first podcast.
I think
maybe.
He wants to masturbate, is what he's saying. Let's go ahead and sign off.
That too. Yeah. Plus we were going to start 2 hours ago.
You wanted to start masturbating 2 hours ago. Yeah. So let's,
I wanted to start masturbating the second I woke up.
I mean, you could be masturbating during the first podcast.
Maybe he's,
maybe
he's been doing that this whole time in the background. That's why he's been a little bit like,
he just wants to finish now.
Yeah. For the sake of the mom of everyone in this episode, I can't include the noises that Joe just made. I'm not going to include that audio, dude. Oh my God. The penguin man, that one out.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us for another exciting episode of the first podcast. My name is Joe, signing out.
Next week, we'll be joining Free in the studio. We're going to be talking to him. He's a fashion designer. Also, we're going to have the repeat appearances of Alexander Brown, Hunter Hawes, AM950 radio hosts. We're also going to be talking the week after that to some anonymous members of Antifa who have agreed to an interview. That's going to be an interesting one.
With us, we have Ohan.
Yeah, I guess.
Damn.
If you want to catch us, go to t1podcast.com or send us an email at firstpodcastever@gmail.com.
And if you've been tuning in for at least a couple episodes, you liked what you heard, you want to help support the show in the future, our Patreon is at patreon.com/t1podcast. Same for if you like Ohan's appearances. If you want to contribute to his, it's patreon.com/t1podcast. And we'll go ahead and catch you next time, whenever that is. I don't even know.